how much does winning a trophy matter, like, on this road to where you guys are going?
It matters a lot. I think at the end of the day, a player's career is defined by the trophies he's won. And I think for this project, for this, for the plan we have to really make a good World Cup in 2026, I think it has to start with trophies. And, March is a very good opportunity for us to get one.
How?
I was going to say, set pieces were working tonight. What was the difference, do you think?
No, to be honest, I'll take my blame on the away game. I think the set pieces weren't as the level as we wanted to. And we in the past 3 days, we really worked on them. And I think even though the goal that was disallowed, I think we did a very good job. And sometimes against these teams, it's a set piece that defines the game. So I think we did very good, and I'm proud of the boys.
How would you describe playing against Suriname? They have a lot of talent. Very physical side. What was it like to play against them?
It's hard to play against Suriname. They're very physical. They run a lot. Even when they're in moments of pressure, they have the ability to dribble. And, they're just fearless. I think at the end of the day, we were very serious the way we approached the game. And we, it doesn't matter who the opponent is. We really want to win. We want to play our football. We want to play Jesse style. And I think at the end of the day, we did a very good job.
That first goal came from the corner. There was a lot of play before the ball went in the net. Does that count as a set piece?
Well, that counts as a set piece.
Jonathan's been in an incredible form for club and country. You have a pretty unique perspective playing behind him. What did you see from him? Why is he such a rich vein of form, do you think?
I think Johnny's a very good player. I think in terms of talent-wise, he's one of the best Canadian players ever produced. I think the fact that Al Lille, he's playing every minute, which helps a lot. He's at a point right now where everybody knows he's at the end of his contract, so that gives him extra motivation. And at the same time, he's a leader of this team, so I think he's paving the way for us. He's a very smart player. I love playing with him, and at the end of the day, we need players like him to really make it far at the World Cup.
You guys talk about championships and winning, and you feel the team is doing great. What would you say was the motto, and is the motto now, one play?
I think the, that brotherhood that we were talking in the past, we still have that. It's very strong in our group, and now it's just the fact that we take advantage of the brotherhood we have, and just try to connect what Jesse wants. And I think the Jesse's style of play, to be very vertical, direct. Even those little fouls that exist during the game, we pick up the ball, you're ready to play right away. And I think physically, we're in good form. We have to take advantage of the speed we have. I think as a nation, we're probably the fastest team, one of the fastest teams in the world. So just take advantage of our strength. And in March is going to be a very tough tournament in LA. The traveling is going to be insane. But at the same time, we're ready for it.
How is this team going to have to manage that? Because lots happened over the last year. There's going to be a lot more expectation. At this point, Porto's in the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
So is Bayern. We're depending on where John goes. Are we getting to a point where guys are going to have to be very selective with the windows, knowing what they've got to balance with club and country, and knowing that 26 is coming, and you want to win a trophy?
To be honest, I think it's too much. The amount of games, international games and domestic games. The traveling for us is a little bit too much, especially in March we're going to LA, and that's a far trip. But at the end of the day, we committed to Canada, right? So we have to make those trips. We have to perform. Talking about the June window, I think FIFA is gonna give the clubs the power to keep their players, because it's the first ever FIFA Club World Cup. So probably a couple of guys are gonna miss the Gold Cup, and the Gold Cup is another opportunity for us to win a trophy. So I don't know how it's gonna be, but at the same time, I talked with the boys, and everybody's committed to represent Canada, and let's see what happens.
All right, sorry guys, Richie's last player.
Thank you guys.